We are already on the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel reading, Jesus commanded Peter, "Put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch." What is the meaning of the word deep in the gospel? I have an acronym of the word deep for our reflection today. First, D. For me, D stands for discipleship. Discipleship is the state of being a disciple. And what is the difference between discipleship and disciple? First, discipleship is the process of making someone become like Christ. Discipleship is following our Savior Jesus Christ and learning to live by His wisdom, example, and humility. Second, what is disciple? Someone who follows the teachings and life of Jesus Christ. Someone who is following Jesus is to develop an intimate relationship with God through Christ rather than just learning about Him. The disciple of Jesus is to become like Christ in everything, being changed by Jesus and is committed to the mission of Jesus. D stands for discipleship. E stands for evangelization. The word evangelization comes from the Greek verb that simply means to bring good news to others. Bringing the good news of Jesus into every human being and seeking to convert the unbelievers by the divine power of God. Proclaiming the good news is to be an evangelizer of Jesus. Anything that involves sharing the Christian faith and bringing others to know Christ and His church is part of the work of evangelization. Jesus Himself commanded us to evangelize. He says, "Go out to all the nations and proclaim the word of God." This time, we need to evangelize the value them both. What is this? And I quote Bishop Binky. He says, "I invite you to embark on a pilgrimage to the pools. A pilgrimage to protect the expecting mother and the unborn child. As you may know, in 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court found that the right to unlimited abortion is protected in the Kansas Constitution. Because of that verdict, all legislated safeguards against the abortion industry are considered null, and there is now unlimited and unregulated access to abortion within our state. But there is a chance to change that. On August 2, 2022, the Value Them Both amendment is on the ballot. We as the people of the state of Kansas have a chance to decide. Please make the pilgrimage to the pools and vote yes. Bring other pilgrims with you. If we get a majority vote of yes, it will restore the substantial safeguards for mothers and unborn children. But how is this a pilgrimage? We are journeying together to fight for the lives of expecting mothers and the unborn. Every person has the right to life, and it is our duty to protect that right, just like Saint Joseph did." So E stands for evangelization. Don't forget to evangelize the value them both. Next, E. What is E? For me, E stands for explanation. I remember during my ordination to the priesthood, my bishop told me, believe what you read, teach what you believe, and put into practice what you teach. We need explanation, demonstration, and application of skills to preach the Word of God. Discipleship training takes commitment, vision, and understanding the Scriptures. Saint Jerome says, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Go and preach the Word of God. And the last one, P. P stands for personal encounter with God. After the personal encounter of Peter with Jesus, what happened? Radical change. Jesus says to Peter, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. Do not be afraid. Then Peter followed and left. Then Peter left everything and followed Jesus. So my dear sisters and brothers, I have two questions for your reflection today. First, what do I fear? Second question, what do I find difficult to live in order to follow Jesus? We are all commanded today by our Lord Jesus Christ to go out and go into the deep water. Be the disciple of Christ. Be an evangelizer. Explain the Word of God and experience the personal encounter with God.